welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Francis.
What?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, tell me, ask me.
Would you like to do a little bonus improv?
Me? With you?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. Well, then let's do some bonus improv.
Okay.
Joke, can we get a little old suggestion?
Your suggestion is contractions.
Contractions.
Ooh.
Is the first thing you thought labor or punctuation?
I was going to ask you the exact same thing.
No.
I swear to God.
Oh, you swear to me?
I swear to you, the
wow.
God.
Wow, how about that?
I know.
We're melding.
And I think I don't even know how to answer this question because I literally the first thing I thought of was which one do people think first? So I thought of them simultaneously in the service of.
How funny.
That is, man, we are two peas.
Yeah. Great pod.
Yeah. Oh, two peas in a pod.
Two peas on the pod.
That's us.
Yes.
Oh, God. We're just doing we're such best. Good work today.
I know.
Oh. Hmm. Do you ever just think about how great we are?
Frequently and often.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Having a baby seems scary.
Yeah, it does. It seems very painful and like bad things happen. And
yeah, I mean, like historically, there has to be at least one baby that on the way out had both of its arms up and out. And it was just like clawing, like coming out. Although the head's supposed to be first.
Yeah.
So but statistically, this has to be true.
Maybe they were trying to grip with their feet. Just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. So some...
Yeah, because babies do have fingernails.
Yeah, so some womb out there has stretch marks that aren't stretch marks.
Scratch
claw marks.
Claw marks.
Yeah. Crazy baby.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't had one.
That's smart.
Yeah.
keep your womb scar tissue free.
Yes. Yes. Don't.
You're doing like an evil.
Yes. No. No, no, no. And nice. I'd much rather have a punctuation than a baby.
That can be arranged. What's your favorite punctuation?
Semicolon.
Same.
Yes.
Semicolon.
Oh.
I do like a semicolon. I like the name Interrobang.
Oh, me too.
That's the best name, I think.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know what it is. What is it?
Is that what it's actually called?
Is that
the Interrobang? It's a question mark, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Well, but that's what the emoji code is. So I just assumed that was like a made up.
No, it's real.
Oh, I didn't know it had an emoji code.
Or like when you type in like colon and then like you can type.
Yeah.
You know, in certain apps, et cetera.
I like how you can type out something that's much longer than just hitting like shift and picking the thing you want.
Yeah.
It's like C-O-L-O-N or shift colon. And that's how I feel.
Shift colon.
Yeah. Who wants to shift my colon?
When you hear the word colon, what's the first thing you think? Punctuation or ass?
It's hard to say.
And now, improv.
Linda.
Yeah?
I just had my sonogram.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I know. Want to see it?
Yes, I do.
Look, it's a question mark.
Oh, is this like a funny thing that the doctor did?
No, what do you mean?
I mean, like, like you don't want to know if it's a boy or a girl.
This is I'm giving.
It looks like it's all wavy and ultrasoundy looking.
Yeah, he said it might be a tough birth. We might go C-section, but I'm giving birth to this punctuation.
Is that punctuation? Is that your fun nickname for your baby or what are you talking about?
No, I'm going to name it Steinbeck.
Bernice.
What?
Bernice.
What?
Okay.
Just be happy for me.
I was just thinking back to the time you said you had a love affair with the English language. Would it?
Yes.
Do you mean you were literally having a love affair? Is that where this baby came from?
I can only assume.
Is this, wait, you're really going to give birth to punctuation?
Yes. I've slept with every book in the library. I don't even know who the father is.
Oh. Mm.
Was that a little judgy tone?
No.
Because I can be a single parent.
Hey, I didn't have any doubts when I thought it was a baby. I definitely don't have any doubts now that I know that it's a question mark.
Okay, thank you. Because I want you to be its editor.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes. I've really thought this through.
That's so, oh my God, I'm so flattered.
Well, thank you. And I'd be honored if you would do it.
But yes, it'd be my pleasure. Yeah.
Okay, great. Wow, we're really going to do this.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's happening.
Okay. Quick, where's your go bag?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, okay, cool. Cut to the hospital.
Publish.
I can't. It's not ready.
You can
do it, Bernice.
No, it's just a draft.
Oh, no. I can
no,
see.
No, it's finished. It's finished. Trust your editor.
I can see the bottom dot. It's coming out.
I should have just done soft cover. No hardcover.
It's coming dot first. It's coming dot first.
Breach. We're in breach.
Why?
Oh, I didn't even have to slap it to test its lungs.
Why?
Bernice, congratulations.
Bernice, it's beautiful.
It's a question mark.
It's so beautiful. Why?
Oh, Bernice, it has your halted speech.
Does it have my tone?
Yes, that quizzical tone.
Oh, it's so curious already. Oh, wow, oh, look at it.
I'm an author.
I knew you could do it. Oh, what are you naming it?
Well, I changed my mind.
Not Steinbeck anymore?
No. I think the new name is going to be, I don't know, Moby.
Oh, so,
like famed singer-songwriter Moby?
Of course. Thank you, Linda.
Cut to 7 years later and Bernice is dead. Look, Moby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry your mom died. But I'm your editor. It's my responsibility. I promised your mom I'd raise you. I'd write you like my own.
Where were you when she was dying?
Yes. Your father, yes. Great songwriter, uh-huh. I know. And it was cold that day when your mom died. God. I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to take care of a question mark. I've only ever had exclamation points.
I don't know how to be a question mark. Every one of my sentences ends with a...
I know. And it's getting real... Stop. Please stop. Moby, stop. Moby, stop. Oh, my God, Moby. Moby, play. Go play. Go do something. Sorry, I just wanted to make a... about Moby's album Play.
That's the only song I knew.
God, I wish your inquisitive nature was actually for something other than just asking meaningless questions.
Cut to 15 years later. Moby is bringing home their fiance. Oh, hi. You must be Linda.
Hi. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Yeah. Oh. Meeting the stepmom, the ghostwriter, if you will.
Oh, stop.
As you can see, I'm an exclamation point, and
yeah, she really bounces me out.
Wow.
We're going to be an interrobang.
You guys interrobang?
I can't talk about this in front of Linda.
Scene.